We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside to
Hill.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
For the second straight week, UCLA inside the Associated Press Top 25 poll, and this week nestled in at 23, and it comes after a 1-1 showing against the Bay Area schools last week. Welcome in to the Bruin Insider Show, another installment of the program for UCLA basketball legend and NBA superstar Tracy Murray. Alongside Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. We are all on social media. Hit us up on Twitter. Tracy is on Twitter at RealTracyMurray, Nick, N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. Here's what's on the menu for you for the next hour. We will recap the heart-pounding finish that went into overtime between UCLA and Stanford on Saturday, which saw UCLA falter by one in a game that came down to 0.8 of a second, and that was the difference. We'll examine the game, we'll grade the Bruins' performance, and then we'll also look at UCLA's win earlier last week against Cal and how the defense for the Bruins tightened things up and what we liked from that showing. And then moving forward, our attention is going to be on Oregon State, a game against Oregon, two games within a week or so are going to be postponed after the Ducks had to pause because of COVID-19. And so only Oregon State on the docket this week for UCLA. We'll look at this team. And then, Nick, we've got Johnny Juzang and Charisma Osborne on the program. And one of the things we're going to talk to Charisma about is being that it's been now 1 year to the day of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi, and the seven others who tragically perished in that helicopter crash. What was the influence that Kobe had on Charisma Osborne? She has some really heartfelt things to say.
Yeah, it was a great interview, and the women's team coming off a big win against Stanford on the road, and they're now top five in the country. But I think for the Bruins to now only be playing this one game coming up on the weekend, instead of playing three games in 5 days, just the one, time to kind of refocus after what was a rough way to lose a game. And despite all that, to look a little, you know, with the glass half full, if they make just one more play in that game, they're still unbeaten in conference play. I look at allowing 57 points to Cal. They allowed 58 in regulation to Stanford. That's going to be good enough to win the vast majority of games. And so they just need to tighten things up. Remember last year, the Stanford game in mid-January marked a turning point for the Bruins season. So perhaps it will again this year. It's about the same point in the season that they started to put things together.
Speaking of turning points, we will look at when that happened between the Bruins and Stanford as it relates to that game itself went into overtime. We're going to get Tracy Marie joining us coming up in the next segment to overview and give us an overview of the Cardinal win at their house in Santa Cruz, where they're playing right now against UCLA. That's coming up next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh-baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
0.8 of a second made all the difference in a Stanford 1-point win over UCLA in overtime last weekend. As we welcome you back into the program, for Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. The Cardinal, Tracy, had the lead for most of this game as we look back at Saturday's contest, but it was what took place in that under a second to go in OT that is going to be haunting the Bruin players' minds, the coaching staff, and certainly the fan base. And it was Oscar Da Silva somehow getting free, cutting to the basket, scores with 0.8 to put the Cardinal in front for good. The buzzer beater ensures a Stanford win. And what I wanted to ask you, Tracy, is first of all, the opposite spectrum of emotions within the last couple seconds of that game, because you had the pain of defeat, But then only 5 seconds before that, you had Tiger Campbell creating his own offense, getting fouled, making the basket, and then having the and one. So the Bruins go up. Then Stanford has no timeouts. Jalen Hill blocks the shot from Jaden Dallaire. 0.8 seconds. Things are looking good, but then a complete breakdown on the defensive end for the Bruins. How long do you dote on that play to a point where you learn from it, Tracy, but you don't spend too much time on it where it becomes toxic?
I don't know, because the way the Bruins lost that game, you learn in sixth grade not to lose a game like that. And I just don't know what they were thinking defensively. There was a lack of communication in the Cal game. That's why one guy went crazy. There was a lack of communication in this game. That's why they lost at 0.8 seconds. You got to be on the same page defensively if you're going to win basketball games, especially when you worked your butt off to get back into the game and put yourself in position to win it. And then you make a Superman block with 0.8 seconds left. You're not supposed to lose that game. That's a game it can cost you later on down the line, you know, when it comes to seeding, when you're supposed to win this type of game. There were three mistakes in that 0.8 seconds. Jalen Hill on the ball, jumping around. You got to block the ball. You got to block the side where the basket is. He's jumping everywhere and even jump towards the outside. You don't jump towards the outside. You want the ball. You'd rather the ball go to the corner and somebody hit a three-point shot with a hand in his face falling out of bounds. I'd rather lose that way than to give up a layup. You're supposed to shade towards the basket to where you don't give up that pass underneath the basket. That's first mistake. Second mistake, Tiger Campbell is standing on the outside of a defender up near the top of the key. What good is that? You're giving people a direct line to the basket to cut and be open without anybody being able to react. Number three, Jules Bernard, weak side, is hugging his man in the corner, weak side, when he should be closer to the basket. Rule of thumb, 0.8 seconds. You got to plug that middle. And if there's somebody running on the outside, trail that guy to the outside, forcing him to catch it on the outside, turn and shoot with a hand in his face without fouling. That's how you win games like that, not giving up a layup.
Yeah, Bruins probably wish they had a timeout left there late to settle things up defensively. I want to look at the other side of the ball in this game, Tracy, because the Bruins had a rough time offensively until Johnny Juzang got going, and we'll talk about him. But at one point, they missed, I believe, 11 straight shots. And we saw Stanford's defensive philosophy come to fruition and with success. They want to lock down the paint. They had a 36-20 edge there. And Cody Riley and Jalen Hill were not able to do a whole lot. They combined for just 6 points, 4 rebounds, most of that coming late in the game. We saw Stanford doubling every post touch. And it seemed like UCLA got away from trying to feed the ball inside, because even if that double comes, you get the ball out quickly and find an open guy. UCLA did that sometimes, but I don't think that happened enough. And that didn't force Stanford to really alter what they were doing defensively. What do you think?
Well, defensively, I mean, Stanford pretty much has my defensive philosophy that I teach our kids, is to shut down everything going to the basket and force people to beat you from the outside. Now, they were doubling Cody and Jalen on the catch. And there's two things you can do when you're being doubled on the catch. Number one, if you want to score the basketball, quick spin baseline, get to the rack, draw a foul, or score the bucket. First and foremost, if you're not posted too low on the block and you have room to spin baseline. Second of all, when the double team comes at you, you got to do a retreat dribble to where you can see who's open, because these guys weren't small guys coming in there to double. These guys were long, athletic, deflecting passes the whole time. So you have to free up space with a retreat dribble to see who's open, and then don't lob it across to the person. Really fire that pass across to where these guys are going to catch it and be able to shoot the ball and make them pay.
That's the voice of Tracy Murray alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. You're all checking out the Bruin Insider Show. The aforementioned Johnny Juzang was one of the lone bright spots offensively for the Bruins, despite falling to Stanford 73-72 in overtime over the weekend. Tracy, I felt as I was watching Johnny Juzang on the television that he was channeling his inner Tracy Murray, from knockdown threes to putting the ball on the deck. They were throwing doubles at him. He was creating space off the dribble. The fadeaway was going down, even the agility to get to the cup as well. And at one point, I think he had something around 20 consecutive points for UCLA, finishes with 27 in the game, a season high and a career high for him. Why was this something that you knew Johnny always had, and that it was just a matter of time before we saw this offensive explosion from him?
Well, I didn't know anything. This is what was told to me by Coach Cronin, and I've been waiting and waiting on it, and now we finally saw it. But here's my question. You have a guy going like this. What happened to him in overtime? How come he didn't get any touches? Or how come he wasn't as aggressive as he was during regulation in overtime? You need to continue to feed people that are that hot and ride that wave. Let them carry you home if they're still hot. Give them some looks. Give them some touches. I don't think, number one, he got enough touches. And number two, when he did get touches, he wasn't as aggressive at getting to his spots and knocking down shots. Don't just shoot the ball. Get to a place where you can make a shot, especially when it's winning time.
Yeah, had a lot of NBA range threes in that game. Guys were taking a lot of shots from behind that NBA
line.
Tell
me about it.
I heard you on the broadcast, Tracy, saying these guys need to take that step forward and head for that middle three-point line there. I do want to touch on the Bruins defensively. I noticed over these last two games, and maybe I've missed this through much of the year, so help me out, Tracy, but I don't remember the Bruins switching on screens so much, especially around the perimeter, and I felt like Stanford was able to exploit that, and you get a mismatch, especially with these long athletic guys that you alluded to, because you'd have Kasunis down on the block, and that'd be Cody Riley or Jalen Hill's man. He's almost 7 feet, but then between Da Silva, Dallaire, Spencer Jones, those are 6'7", 6'9", long athletic guys that were able to attack. Mm-hmm. And they were able to take advantage. So what should have UCLA done differently when they go against the team now to look forward when they face a team that's got some athletes like this that can attack from the perimeter, or if they see Stanford again later this year, what's the adjustment they need to make?
Well, their philosophy is to switch. You know, they switch everything that comes close. But I think they switch in point instead of switch and be aggressive. You got to switch and be aggressive and don't let them turn corners, or don't let them split, or don't let them get into their rhythm dribble where they can get by you, freeze you, and then get by you. You got to cut the driving lanes down. Stanford did a lot of dribble handoffs to where later on those dribble handoff plays hurt them. The dribble handoff plays worked for a couple of Jones three-point shots, and then it also worked for a couple of duck ins for Dallaire and the other forward. I mean, and the big fella. I mean, Da Silva and the other big fella. So there were people ducking in off of that ball, the DHOs. You can't have people dribble handing off and then do a hook pass into somebody that's ducking in. You can't allow that. You can't fall asleep and let somebody duck in right in front of you and post you deep under the basket. So that's where they got hurt at. They got hurt at dribble penetration because they didn't switch and be aggressive. And second of all, the dribble handoffs leading to a duck in on the weak side, which they were too deep, and they end up scoring on layups or close post moves.
Cody Riley not able to get really anything going in the post, didn't score a field goal until overtime, and then also challenging to see guys on the wing like Jules Bernard and David Singleton not able to make a shot from the floor. And as Tiger Campbell has shown, when he plays well offensively, it seems to bring everybody up to his level. And when he doesn't play well, as Coach Cronin had alluded to, it really does hamper the rest of the offense and what it's able to do. Coming up next, a better result for UCLA. They got the win against Cal. How the defense got it right in the second half, we'll discuss next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hello?
Hi, Karen. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we heard you need help for your mom's birthday.
So, this year with COVID, we can't have a big party, but right. We were thinking of having a drive-by talent show where all of her friends and family can show appreciation for all that she does.
Well, Honda would like to help. We'll help you get all the supplies you need to put on that talent show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she is going to love it. Helping out a helper. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Today, we help surprise a mom. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the Civic. And people buy Civics more than any other car in America. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Karen is a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS Market calendar year-to-date, October 2020 for the small car segment, new retail registrations in U.S.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
The Bruins did notch a win last week. It came on the road against Cal, 61-57. UCLA holding the Bears to just 21 points in the second half. And the Bruins only committed 3 fouls in the final 20 minutes of the game. Cal attempted just 7 free throws as Mick Cronin hailed the way his defense was able to make adjustments and tighten down on the Bears. Tracy, the one player for Cal that seemed to be problemsome for UCLA was Grant Antisevich, who is a big, and he's able to step out and hit the long ball, which he went 5 for 5 from distance in this game. Why is that such a tough matchup for UCLA when you've got a big like that who can roam around the perimeter and shoot the three?
Honestly, it shouldn't have been a problem because Antisevich is not very fast. If you stay close to him, he can't counter you if you stay close and keep him from catching shooting. The Bruins miscommunicated all night. They were lost. You often saw 2 people running at him late. It's like, how do you not know the hottest guy on the floor is wide open? How is that? So that game led to the Stanford game because there was a lack of communication the whole weekend. You got to know where Antisevich is, and you got to put him in drive. You can't allow him to catch and shoot. That's what he wants to do. And then the Bruins, they just didn't do that. They didn't pay attention to him the whole night.
Well, one guy who I have been enjoying watching as he steadily gets more and more room to play is Jalen Clark. We've seen him getting minutes at the end of games as a defensive specialist. Also, like what we saw against Stanford, he got an offensive rebound, attacked the basket, and it was able to knock down a couple of huge free throws late against Stanford. Tracy, you've called him the fireman, come in at the end of games to put out the fire. What do you think the coaching staff wants to see from him to warrant more minutes throughout the game?
Well, what the coaching staff probably want out of him is probably something he doesn't like, and he's going to have to buy into it. His way on the floor is his defense. No question about it. That's what's going to get him more minutes. Don't worry about your offense. As years come, you'll be able to add more of that to the table, to the package. But defense is your A. Go out there and make sure you do that on a consistent basis. You rebound the ball, and don't be as aggressive offensively. Maybe try to help somebody else get off for this year, and then work on your offensive skills during the offseason.
The Bruins dominated when it came to rebounding. 38-23, they outmanned the Bears in that category. I thought a very telling stat was that Cal had 0 second chance points. And I think that Cody Riley, while we didn't see what he's capable of down the stretch, lifting the Bruins on both sides of the floor against Stanford, he did have really stout play in the closing moments against Cal, scored 8 of his 13 points in the second half, had a big block late, nailed a couple jumpers. Why do you feel like he was able to infuse himself so well at a critical juncture in this game when, even with about 3 or 4 minutes to go in the second half, Cal was right there neck and neck with UCLA?
I think it took UCLA to understand that they need Cody Riley to score the basketball. If he scores the basketball, it frees up the perimeter. Now, against Stanford, they're taking that away. So the perimeter guys have to make shots so it can free them up. Basketball is a chess match. If certain people are doing their jobs, it opens another situation up. And I guess, you know, they stopped focusing on Cody, or he started getting deeper post position or getting to where he wanted on the floor and started hitting shots. And that's where, you know, he caught fire towards the end of the game and a lot of good momentum for the Bruins closing the show.
Let's hope that momentum carries on this upcoming week. No game against Oregon because they have to pause for COVID-19 related reasons, but a matchup on Saturday against Oregon State. We will scout out the Beavers next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that keys, 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 all across LA. Keys, keys, keys.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, keys, keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key with Nick Stiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's 3 from downtown.
Nick Stiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Nick Stiva was rated the #1 overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextiva.com. That's NextiVa.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
The Bruin basketball team woke up on Tuesday thinking they would have 3 games within the next 6 days. That has been cut to one. The two games against Oregon have been postponed, not canceled. Big difference, postponed, because the Ducks once again are dealing with COVID-19 issues within their program. So the game against the Ducks and the Bruins on Thursday has been postponed. So has the one this following Monday. So we have Saturday, though, a 4 p.m. start time at Pauley against Oregon State, Tracy, and it's a team that has won three straight. They just beat a shorthanded Oregon squad last weekend. And what sort of gets you most worried about what this team can do? A guy like Ethan Thompson has to stand out.
Oh, of course. But here's the thing. They won their last four out of six. And they're playing better as they're moving forward towards the end of the season, kind of like what UCLA did last year. Ethan Thompson is definitely their leader. He's a very good player. I've been watching him and knowing him since he was a kid, but watching him play since high school. Very, very good player, and he's been improving every year at Oregon State. He also has Roman Silva, who played extremely well against USC. Roman Silva is one of our prodigy kids. He grew up in my program. You got some quality players there, and then you're starting to see Jared Lucas starting to step up and have some decent games too. So they have weapons over there that they can use. It's just a matter of if they're all on the same page, if they're hot that game, if Ethan is controlling the whole game with his playmaking skills and his scoring. It can be a little bit of a problem. They have, you know, good athleticism and size.
All those guys you mentioned, Tracy, they're all Southern California kids too. They have a bit of a pipeline with Stephen Thompson on staff. They're helping bring guys up for Wayne Tinkle. This was an Oregon State team that was projected to finish last in the conference. Now they're sitting at an even 3-3 in conference play. But I wanted to ask you what this new schedule coming up this weekend does for UCLA, because we go into this next week, into next week, thinking, you know, these are big games, two against Oregon and then USC looming the following weekend. Now you're looking at just a game each of the next two weekends. What does that extra time in the gym do for the Bruins, you think?
Well, to get back on the same page, first of all, because I don't think defensively they've been on the same page. So it gives them time to get back on the same page. But at the same time, I hope it's not a letdown, because they were getting, you know, pretty hyped up to play Oregon, and they're not going to get Oregon. They're going to get Oregon State. So hopefully there's no letdown and a lack of concentration and focus going into that Oregon State game.
There better be a lot of focus on Oregon State's Worth Alatiche, who grabbed 16 rebounds in 23 minutes against the Ducks last weekend. And Oregon State had 19 more rebounds than Oregon. So physicality inside the paint seems to be what could be a common theme to this upcoming Bruins-Beavers matchup on Saturday. It tips off at 4 p.m. at Pauley. And Tracy, we will listen to you on the broadcast. You and Josh Lewin on the call. Appreciate you, and thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys, as usual.
Thank you, Tracy.
That was Tracy Murray. And moving on, we have Johnny Juzang, Bruin basketball player, joining us, but also Charisma Osborne of the women's team. How she is remembering Kobe Bryant, who on a day today is exactly 1 year since his passing. We have Osborne on the show with us next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Too much time on smart devices isn't always the smart choice. Rent Come Play, now available at Redbox. When a lonely young boy struggling to fit in starts using his devices for comfort, a sinister creature uses him as a pawn to gain access to the real world. Now his parents must fight to save him from the monster beyond the screen. Watch Come Play and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
This UCLA women's basketball team is playing outstanding ball right now inside the top 25 nationally. Make it inside the top 10. And a big reason for that is their star, Charisma Osborne, and she joins us now. Welcome her on to the Bruin Insider Show. Charisma coming off a huge win against Stanford, a team that was once number one in the country. How does a victory like that show your team that there's really no goal that's out of reach?
Yeah, we had been talking about Stanford for a minute because we played them before we went on break. And I know we didn't play how we wanted to play. And like, Stanford's obviously a really good team, but we feel like we're a really great team as well. So like, we feel like we can beat any team in the country as long as we play our game and do what we're supposed to do.
And you've been playing your game over the last couple weeks. I know that last Stanford game and maybe a game before, I know you weren't shooting the ball as well as you're used to, but four straight 20-point games for you now and a big one against the Cardinal over the weekend. What's got you in a groove right now?
Honestly, I'm just going back to just playing freely and not thinking too much, and then just my coaches and my teammates encouraging me and just having that confidence in me to like shoot those shots and make those shots.
Speaking of your teammates encouraging you, you had said before the game against the Cardinal that your teammates gave you a pep talk and told you really just how much they expect from you and how much confidence they have in you. What exactly were they telling you, Charisma?
Yeah, so I talked to Cameron Brown like when we were back at the hotel, and obviously I didn't play my best when we played Stanford the first time. So she was just giving me a lot of just confidence and saying like, no one on the team can guard you and you've been practicing well and like you're ready for this, and just like helping me get confidence before the game.
You mentioned that you guys feel that you can go up against anybody. What was the difference this time against Stanford? Because that first game, I was there. You guys played really solid defense. The shots weren't falling, and the rebounding margin was an issue. And that completely flipped this time. You guys got tons of offensive rebounds. Was it kind of like an attitude adjustment almost, the way you guys were able to be a little more a physical inside, grab those rebounds, and come out with the win?
Yeah, we thought the first time we played them, we weren't tough and we didn't really stick to the game plan. We did it in the first half, the first time we played them. But I think the difference in this game was that we were very consistent on defense all of the game. And then Rebounding was a huge thing for us, and we know that we lost pretty badly on the boards last time, so we just wanted to make sure that we did way better this time.
UCLA star basketball player Charisma Osborne joining us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. So the win against Stanford, and then a little bit in the past, you had the victory against Washington State that wasn't too long ago, and this one went into overtime. Your performance in OT, scoring 11 points of your 28 in the contest, what came through to you that you needed to really take control?
Yeah, I thought that in the fourth quarter, we weren't really playing our game, and we were just letting their defense dictate what we did on offense. And I just felt like we were up so much in the game, and like we came too far to come back and lose that game. So I don't know, something just went off in my head where I was like, okay, this is my time. Like, I need to take over and just really try to lead the team to victory.
Charisma, every time I talk with Coach Corey about how the season's going, or we on the show just talk about you guys, I can't get over that at any given game, you guys are playing with 7 or 8 players. Do you feel like you guys are kind of getting into a groove and getting used to the situation where you guys don't have those international freshmen here? This is what we got. Do you feel like you guys are kind of finding a groove and knowing how to play with a short bench?
Yeah, definitely. I think we were a bit worried about it, like when we first started not having that many players, but I think that is really helping like build our chemistry because this is all we got. But we don't really think about it as much anymore. And we don't use that as an excuse either. But yeah.
How does head coach Corey Close get you to see your potential? And what does she do as a coach, Charisma, where she allows you to flourish on the court?
Yeah, so I watch a lot of film with Coach Corey, and I think that's really helpful for me, just like seeing things from her perspective and then just having those conversations with her and telling her what I see. But I think that she does a really good job of just challenging all of us, like, and not ever letting us settle. I just feel like she pushes us so hard, and she knows like our potential, and like she's always talking about the sky's the limit. So I think her just pushing us really just allows us to reach that potential.
We're on the 1-year anniversary of that tragic helicopter crash that killed Kobe, Gigi, and several others. And I was reading last week about how you've been inspired by Kobe's ability to hold teammates accountable and working to become a more vocal leader. How's that been going for you this season?
Yeah, actually, it's been going pretty well. I feel like last year I was very like quiet, let other people lead. And this year, the coaches have really been pushing me to lead my teammates on the court. And, of course, I'm still working on it and stuff, but I feel like it's been going pretty well, and hopefully I'll continue to get better at it.
Final question for me, Charisma, is the opportunity when you met Kobe Bryant. I know that happened in 2017 when you were a recruit and he was at the UConn-UCLA women's basketball game. How do you look back at that experience and have so many great memories?
That was honestly one of like the best memories I've ever had, just because Kobe has always been my favorite player. And like, I never thought I would meet him in person. So for me to be able to actually meet him just meant so much to me. And it was honestly such a cool experience.
So for those that don't know, you and Michaela do Bruin Table Talk, and I saw a couple weeks ago you guys had a big push to get Gabrielle Union on the show. You got a response back from her. She's down. She's recruited Bruin Kerry Champion to come on board. When's this happening? When can people look forward to it?
Yes. So we'll be filming that pretty soon, sometime in February. And then it will be posted at the end of February during Black History Month. But we're just so excited. Like, that was like one of our best moments. We were just like screaming, just full of joy. It was super cool to get her on.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The multi-talented Charisma Osborne as her Bruins are set to take on Arizona State this upcoming week. Charisma, thanks so much for joining. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show. We are rooting you on, and you have all of our support.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Charisma exhibiting those steely nerves as she sunk some free throws late in the fourth quarter to ensure a Bruin win against
top 10 ranked Stanford, and Osborne Nick just won Pac-12 Player of the Week for her offensive exploits.
Yeah, well deserved. She's been on a tear lately, averaging 26 points over the last four games. Her and Michaela Onyewede have been a great 1-2 punch for the Bruins, but I think what's been huge for them as they start to hit their stride there, Natalie Cho has really come on over the last few weeks. She's knocking down threes at a 43% clip. That is terrific stuff, and she has had some monster games. She had a 28-point game against Utah. So you look at the Bruins, they're building a resume. That's now a top 10 road win against Stanford. They defeated number 11 Oregon on the road. Their only other loss this year is against Arizona, and they will have a chance to avenge that loss coming up on Sunday. They'll host the Sun Devils Friday, and then the Wildcats come into Pauley on Sunday. Looking forward to that one.
Speaking of stellar shooting, Johnny Juzang on the men's team went off for 27 points over the weekend. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be in the zone, to be unconscious and to seem that any shot you put up goes in? We can all dream, most of us at least, but what was it like for Johnny? We have him on to tell us that feeling. He joins us next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Johnny Juzang's impact offensively growing exponentially with every game that passes. He joins us now on the Bruin Insider Show. Johnny, 99.9% of those listening to this interview can only dream of doing what you did on Saturday against Stanford, where you went on this scoring spree, a stretch where you were putting down every three you took. You were driving to the basket and scoring. You were hitting mid-range jump shots. What is it like living in that headspace?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just kind of flowing. My teammates were finding me. Obviously, it didn't end in the result we wanted. I mean, while it was happening, I'm just kind of playing and they're falling. So, you know, you're a little bit quicker to let them fly. And it's just a good feeling. Yeah. I mean, it's what you train for. So, just kind of flowing and happening. It's really kind of like present and. It's a cool feeling, man. I mean, you're playing the game you love, and it's going good for you. So,
Who are some of the shooters you looked up to as you were developing your game, you're growing up? Who'd you look up to as you were coming into your own?
So guys I've liked to watch, and I've watched a lot of film on, are Devin Booker, Klay Thompson, a little bit of James Harden, Kobe Bryant. I'd say those are some guys I've watched. I like, especially like Klay Thompson, more fundamental skill stuff than Devin Booker.
I definitely see the Klay Thompson in you a little bit. Similar size as well, the quick catch and shoot.
For sure. Yeah. So my trainers have always liked to show me Klay Thompson film too. But no, all those guys, I really like their games.
You evaluate their film. What is it like evaluating your own film, and how hard are you on yourself when you go back and watch things that you did in game and just kind of understanding what your mind is and what you're looking at?
It all depends. I don't really know how. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to compare because it's just like me evaluating me. I would say that I'm pretty critical. I kind of just, yeah, I mean, really when I'm just watching myself, looking for the things I can improve on. So I'm not really sitting there like, I know like a good play when I see one, but I'm not really like for those plays really. I'm just kind of looking for stuff so I can improve on, so that I can, you know, I guess that can get pretty critical. I don't really see it that way, but I'm sure if somebody saw what I was thinking in my head, maybe they'll be like, oh wow, that's pretty hard. But I'm just really looking for stuff I can improve on. Obviously some plays that you like to replay, it's a real nice play or something, but looking to for the improvements, I guess.
You're half Vietnamese, your mom is Vietnamese, and I was wondering what it was like for you and your brother growing up as kind of high-profile recruits in high school. Your brother went on to play at Harvard, you're now at UCLA. What was that like for you guys? Because I know there is such a large Asian-American community who I'm sure got behind you guys as you guys were coming up.
So honestly for me, it's nothing that's been like super prominent in my basketball career. Now I have had some really awesome moments where I'll see Asian American fans or Asian fans, Vietnamese fans that are just super inspired and encouraged by like, you know, what I've done or what been able to do, or my brother. So those moments are really awesome and kind of like a nice reminder. But overall, I mean, it's not something I think about all the time, you know. Now my brother is playing in Vietnam, so he just won a championship in their league. So for him, it's a little more, you know what I mean? It's a little more like, so he's over there, he's having a great time, like, so he's really having kind of that, an experience. He's more, a little more involved with that now. But it is awesome when I do have those moments. It's really encouraging.
Well, he's a little bit older than you, so you're getting there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking with Johnny Juzang, UCLA basketball star, on the Bruin Insider Show. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Johnny, speaking of you and your brother and in your relationship, how aggressive were you in making sure you got enough playing time together on the court, working out in high school, you two? I've heard that you've called each other road dogs because of the aggressive means in which you will go anywhere in Los Angeles to find a court to get in work. What was that dynamic like? You and your brother doing whatever it took growing up to get in that necessary playing time, that court time that has obviously shown in your game today.
Yeah, man, it's really awesome. We talk about it all the time. Yeah, we talk about it all the time, man. It's so when I was in, he played in the Ivy League, so they have the summers off, right? They don't do anything in the summer, so he's home the whole summer. And I'm in high school, whatever, we had a club, but you know, I'm still living at home or whatnot. So yeah, in the summers we would like Literally, I mean, from, I don't know, we get up early in the morning, like have our first workout. Sometimes we'd be running around literally till like 9 or 10 at night. I mean, it was like, I mean, now that I'm in college stuff, schedules, you know, are different or whatever, or training's a little different, but definitely, no, for a few summers. Yeah, man, we were like, I mean, we were probably going, you know, together like 3-4 workouts a day.
Wow.
All over the place. We'd start like, sometimes we would start, so we live in the Valley. Since it's the LA show, everybody will understand. We live in the Valley. We wake up, we work out in El Segundo. Then we'd maybe come back to the Valley for like strength conditioning workout. Then sometimes go get shots at my high school, Harvard Westlake, like Studio City, and then go to we'd play games at night sometimes in the Real Run a few times a week. That was like Crenshaw or wherever they hold that league. We go back that way and then get back, you know, who knows when at night or whatever. Wake up and like, I mean, literally we were in the car like all day or stopping, getting food or like in the gym. But no, we have like a ton of memories from that, man. So it was awesome. We're being able to do that together. You know, he's a super hard worker. And yeah, I mean, he's a really determined guy. So I'm lucky to have him as a brother. He's definitely taught me a lot and showed me a lot. And we've, you know, when one of us is going through a slump or a hard time, you know, we can look at the other and kind of get encouraged, like, man, like, you know, from each other's determination or discipline or, so he's taught me a lot, man. Definitely. I look up to him when, especially when I need some like motivation, encouragement, cause you know, I know he's relentless. So, you know, makes me snap back into the same mentality, you know?
That's good stuff. Is there a guy on this team, since you're one of the newcomers this year with a team, a lot of guys that have already been here for a year, if not more, is there a guy that's kind of helped you come into UCLA and pick things up?
You know, honestly, everybody's been great. We don't have as much individual time, you know, in this facility with the coronavirus and stuff like that. But honestly, no, everybody's been great. And especially when I first got here, everybody was super welcoming. And I feel like I was able to get into the flow of things pretty quickly. But no, man, this is really, I mean, this is an awesome team. So, yeah, I mean, all the guys are great.
Johnny, it's an awesome team. You're a star player. You have a beautiful jump shot, and we can't wait to see more of those shots going in soon this upcoming week. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Hey, thanks, guys.
I also see some Allen Houston in Johnny Juzang's game. All right, coming up next, some of the Bruin Olympic sports are beginning or are in the process of beginning their spring seasons. We'll give them some spotlight and love. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no contact delivery or no contact at the door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we heard you could use some help paying for gas.
Yes. My wife has been battling cancer for 2 years now, and it's really a big burden to have to pay for gas to drive back and forth for my wife's chemo treatment.
Right.
Round trip is almost 145 miles.
Wow.
It would really be a great blessing to not have to worry about that gas.
Well, Honda would like to help. We're going to cover the cost of gas, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me. That would really help a lot.
Today we helped a family in need, and we can help you too, with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the Accord, a Car and Driver 10 Best winner a record 35 times. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Bill is a real person and was paid to be on the radio, Car and Driver, November 2020.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Many of the UCLA sports that initially were scheduled for this past fall had to be moved to the spring because of COVID-19, and those seasons have either started or are about to begin, Nick. And let's start with women's soccer. February 4th, this Thursday, they are at home to open up the season.
Yeah, they're going to get things going, both the soccer teams. On the women's side, really interesting. Obviously, usually play in the fall, and then players get drafted into the NWSL in January. Well, the draft still happened in January as normal. UCLA players got drafted, and then they'll still be allowed to play their spring season. So there's a few players for UCLA who already know where they're going to be playing professionally after they graduate, but they're going to play one more season here with UCLA. So really fun and excited to see what a spring season is going to be like. And we've seen women's volleyball play as well. They're off to a 2-0 start. Tennis teams got started last weekend. On the women's side, they qualified for ITA indoors with a couple of home wins. Men's volleyball is beginning this Friday. Men's water polo has its home opener coming up on Saturday. Baseball and softball on track to start next month. So all of a sudden, Brian, we've been talking about football and then basketball. All of a sudden, it is getting real busy on campus.
Well, there's no question about it. Let's not forget what Nia Dennis recently did, a viral video, the Pac-12 gymnast, and just was named Pac-12 Specialist of the Week. For the great David Kahn, our producer, executive producer Damon Dukakis, Paul Engel, our general manager, station manager Stephen Hartzell, UCLA Athletics Communications staff, for Johnny Juzing, Charisma Osborne, the great Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Bruin basketball against Oregon State Saturday, 4 p.m. tip time.
Has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.